Karen, Monday looked sore.
Yeah, I mean, it was an emotional night anyway, and obviously we knew that that was going to be the case, but ultimately we wanted to go out there and get the win, but we just left ourselves too much to do. You know, you can't afford to start a game the way we did and expect to be able to pull it back, and then we had a great second, third and fourth quarter, but just left ourselves too much to do.
I thought there was maybe far too many contact calls. At the end of the game, you said something similar?
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was some, a lot of decisions I felt were missed. I expressed my feelings at the end of the game, and I think everybody knows what they are. I've put an email into England Netball this week along with some clips, and at the moment it's with them, so we're just waiting to hear kind of if my feelings are true in terms of what I thought was happening, but that's just something that we'll just have to wait and see.
Everyone in the league has almost stepped up the intensity. Is it something you'd agree with? If a team goes a bit harder, then you're almost having to try and match that on course?
Yeah, I mean, the standard of the league this year has dramatically increased, and the intensity of the netball that's being put out there on the court has increased, you know, and, you know, every team plays completely different, and that's up to each coach to decide how they want to play things, but, you know, it's also up to the umpires to be able to control and manage that as well, you know, and as fast as the game's moving on, the umpiring's got to move on as well.
First quarter, would you agree that was probably where they won it?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they come out of the blocks at 100 mile an hour, and I think we were still sat in the changing rooms, and, you know, our decision-making was slow, our placement of our pass wasn't great, and that's something that, you know, we've looked at on video already this week, and something that we'll be looking to address in training tomorrow night before our final game of the regular season on Saturday.
Sophie got praise from Pamela, and obviously Gabby was called young Bayman yet again.
Yeah.
As a player, do you kind of just take these kind of comments in your stride, or next time you're at training, do you come back with a bit of a spring in your step?
Yeah, I mean, both Gabby and Sophie are great players for us, and they both offer something that's very different. You know, Gabby's sat behind Sarah for a number of years and has learned a lot from her, and I'm sure she's very flattered that she gets called a young mini Bayman, but I think Gabby, in her own right, is trying to stamp her authority on the game and what she's about as well. In terms of Sophie, I mean, she just offers us something completely different. She's fast, she's dynamic, you know, she can get into tight spaces, and for us, she's a real impact player that can change the game at times, and she's always willing to learn, so she's doing a great job for us so far.
I thought the Thunder family, though, did Manchester proud against Bath. What can you take from that game as you go through those finals?
I mean, yeah, our crowd are amazing. You know, we always say that our crowd are our eighth player. You know, they make some noise and they really get behind the team, and it's much appreciated. Obviously, our last three quarters, there were some bright things that were happening out on court, and we've just got to make sure that we stay as one moving into the final four weekend, and we make sure we've got good game plans and our confidence is high. And I think if we can hit stars hard on Saturday and hopefully take the win, that our confidence will be riding high going into the final four.
It was an emotional night, but Thunder Bear photobombing TV had to be one of those moments of the season.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy, aka Thunder Bear, he loves a little bit of a sneaky snap on TV. So, I mean, it's always great. The kids love him, and I think, you know, the adults love him just as much. So, I mean, it's great that Thunder Bear's got his own name and his right.
And it's good as well that this weekend some of the T-shirts will be available on sale.
Yeah, I mean, straight away, as soon as the atrocities happened last week and we knew we were getting T-shirts, I said to our franchise director, Debbie, could, you know, if there's any way we can get these T-shirts made, because I think the people of Manchester and beyond would love to support the families that have been affected. And unfortunately, we couldn't get them done in time for Monday due to the capabilities of the printers. But, you know, we've been able to secure that we'll have some on sale on Saturday. So that's great. All proceeds will be going to the charity. And hopefully, you know, all our fans will show their support and buy them.
Yeah, first come, first served. And £15 for adults and £12.50 for kids. So that should be good.
Yeah, most definitely. And say all those proceeds go to the victims. And, you know, as many people have seen, you know, young Thunder fan was affected by the bombing. So You know, she had a surprise visit off some of the Thunder players at the beginning of the week, and I know it uplifted her spirits, and you know, hopefully we can support her moving forward as well.
Bath All-Stars to make up that final spot. You bothered?
No, not at all. I mean, whoever makes that final four spot, we're not going to play in the semis anyway, so it doesn't make no difference to us. But at the end of the day, if you want to win the title, you've got to beat the best. So, you know, we're looking to semi-finals. We take one game at a time, and whoever we meet in semi-finals, whether it's Wasps or Loughborough, we'll be looking to, you know, hopefully get that win to put us in the final spot on the Sunday.
How's the thinking? Is it, it's up to us and let's just get to the final and prove something?
Yeah, definitely. You know, our destiny's in our own hands. I believe we've got 12 players in our squad that have got the capabilities, and they put out a really strong team performance. I think we can beat anybody. We've already proven that. We've beaten Wasps this season, we've beat Stone, we've beat Bath, and we pushed Loughborough very, very close, only losing out by one goal in the final seconds of the game. So, you know, on our day, I think we can compete with anybody. So we've just got to make sure that we go in confident.